PA Gaming Control Board flags BetMGM over account fraud issues. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board has fined BetMGM $100,000 over failures in its fraud prevention and account controls. The action raises compliance pressure on operators to strengthen KYC systems and prevent misuse of customer identities on regulated platforms. According to the official announcement, the fine stems from insufficient safeguards on BetMGM and Borgata wagering platforms that allowed individuals to create and use multiple accounts with stolen or misused personal information. Regulators said the gaps also enabled accounts to be funded using fraudulent or stolen payment methods. The consent agreement outlined four separate fraud rings that operated across extended periods, in some cases for more than 2 years. Investigators found that one group created more than 1,500 accounts and generated over $229,000 in wagering activity, while others collectively handled hundreds of accounts and nearly $900,000 in bets. Fraud rings and account abuse trigger enforcement. Regulators said the activity showed clear weaknesses in BetMGM's Know Your Customer procedures, particularly in detecting duplicate accounts and verifying identity at scale. The case highlights ongoing challenges for operators managing large user bases while maintaining compliance with anti-fraud and identity verification standards. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board's Office of Enforcement Counsel brought the case forward, with the board approving the settlement at its monthly public meeting. The regulator said stronger internal controls are expected to prevent similar activity going forward. The board also used the same session to expand its involuntary exclusion lists, adding 16 individuals for various violations. Four cases involved adults leaving minors unattended in vehicles while gambling at properties, including Hollywood Casino York, Rivers Casino Philadelphia, and Parks Casino. Officials said such behavior creates safety risks and violates strict rules around child supervision at gaming venues. The board continues to promote its Don't Gamble with Kids awareness campaign as part of broader enforcement efforts. What happens next? The fine adds to a wider pattern of regulatory scrutiny across U.S. markets, where operators are being pushed to tighten controls around account creation, payments, and fraud detection. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board is scheduled to hold its next public meeting on April 29, where further enforcement actions or regulatory updates may be announced.